USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Government officials from the United States say a prominent state-backed Russian hacking group is responsible for ongoing cyber attacks against organizations involved in the development of coronavirus vaccines and other healthcare-related work. The attacks targeting universities, private companies, and other organizations working on vaccine research and testing globally are designed to steal intellectual property amid the response to COVID-19. President Trump's 2020 election spokesman says the new leader of the campaign is a savvy political mind. Hogan Gidley telling Fox News Bill Stepien is well-known and respected by the staff.
Bill's been a friend of mine for quite some time now. We work together at the White House. Very politically savvy. Knows the landscape from coast to coast. And it's very exciting.
Gidley saying the president is just putting everyone in a position to succeed. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Another retailer is feeling the heat during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse.
The Trump administration is imposing new visa restrictions on employees of Chinese-controlled tech firm Huawei, which the United States accuses of serving as a spy tool for the communist regime. Secretary of State Pompeo saying the measure will prevent certain employees of the company from traveling to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to just below 3%. Mortgage finance giant Freddie Mac said it's the lowest level in almost 50 years of record keeping. It's the third straight week and the seventh time this year that rates on America's most popular home loan have hit a fresh low. As far as these rates being so low, Tracy Tudor is an author, real estate agent, and star of Bravo's hit TV show Million Dollar Listing.
Just remember, as the rates continue to drop, it's also becoming more difficult to qualify. So, you know, people are losing their jobs left and right, being furloughed, and, you know, you have to remember, while you might be able to get a rate for 2.875, you also still have to have a job, and you have to be able to prove significantly that, you know, these banks can rely on you to make your payments. So, you know, it's a twofold situation.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he's been doing well despite undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great.
Trebek saying he can't wait to get back to work, though.
I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September. Meanwhile, my wish for all of you, stay safe.
Trebek also working on a memoir. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.